Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. Today, we're going to be talking about Dentistry from the Heart. It's the event that we'll be holding at my office this Friday. It's June 14th. And I basically want to talk about the kind of things that make these events so important, the kind of things that make these events even necessary. Okay? So basically, what we're talking about is there seems to be this dental divide. It's actually the ADA just launched a campaign on May 15th to try to reduce the number of children and adults with untreated dental disease. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Dentistry from the Heart first. Dentistry from the Heart was founded by Dr. Vincent Monticello. He was practicing at that time in Newport Richey, Florida, 12 years ago. Now he practices in Tampa Bay. And so far they've helped 50,000 people. I think it's 80,000 smiles and counting. So 80,000 people so far have been taken care of. Now, Dentistry from the Heart is kind of neat because it's free. It's free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings, and you don't have to show need. And basically what it is Dr. Monticello decided that if a dentist wanted to give back to the community, the best way they could do so would be by doing dentistry. And that makes a lot of sense. So he did this event at his office three years in a row and talking to some colleagues, and they said, that sounds pretty cool. Tell me about it. Tell me what you did. And so he'd give them the information, kind of explain how he did it. And they decided to do events as well. And after several years, Dr. Monticello and his folks decided to go ahead and make it a 501c3, a national charity. And they put together these kits, these things of information that other dentists can then take and do their own events around the nation. And in fact, it's now not only in the United States, but it's in Canada, Ireland, Australia, and Puerto Rico. And my understanding is that it's also going to be expanding to Europe this year. So I don't know which country. I would assume England. But anyway, Dr. Monticello had his 12th event. He did his in February. Of course, he's in Tampa Bay, so it's not as cold down there in February as it is in Columbus in February. That's why we choose June for ours. So it's this Friday, as I mentioned, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Oh, one thing I want to mention is the Buffalo Wild Wings at Graceland Shopping Center. If you go there today, all day, and tell them that you're there to support Dentistry from the Heart, or Dr. Kvitko's Dentistry from the Heart, hopefully they would know it from both names, 15% of what you spend, unless it's on alcohol, that doesn't count, 15% will go towards helping us fund our Dentistry from the Heart event this Friday, okay? So I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. It's very, very helpful. There are expenses involved in doing these events. And yes, we get donations of some supplies, and the dentists all work for free. I'm going to thank all the dentists and the folks that have signed up as well later. But the dentists work for free, the dental hygienists work for free, the dental assistants work for free, and not all the supplies are donated, though, and not everything is free. So we have to say, you know, we have to rent the barricade for the closing off the street. We have to rent the porta-johns. We have to make sure that if we didn't get donations of water, that we go out and buy water for people that are there, not only volunteers, but people that are there to be patients. So, yeah, that would be very, very helpful. And I may as well mention now that we can still use donations for this event. And one way you can do that would be to go to drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com. And there is an icon called the Dr. Caviezel Charitable Fund, where if you click on that, it allows you to make a donation either using PayPal or using your credit card. Okay? So it takes, it probably takes $5,000 to put on one of these events. And that's with nobody getting paid, nobody there that is working for us getting paid. It's kind of amazing to me. Okay, now, so we talk about the Dentist from the Heart and how it got started and why. And so let's talk about this dental divide, because we keep hearing, and by the way, there are 100 million people in this country that don't have dental insurance. And that's an awful lot. There's about 316 million people in the country. And so 100 million is what, almost a third, maybe something like 30%. And that's a lot of people. But here's the thing, even people that have dental insurance oftentimes find that it doesn't pay enough of the bill to help them get their care. And so that's why we don't ask folks to show need. So you can have dental insurance and come to this event. You can have money and come to this event if you want. It's just, we don't want to be judgmental. We want to make sure that if somebody wants care, that they receive it. We expect to treat somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 people on Friday. It's a long, long day. We start setting up on Thursday, the night before. Oh, and by the way, I was at the Clintonville Rotary Movies at the Park last night. The movie was Madagascar 3, and Clintonville Rotary is my Rotary. And we had a huge turnout. It was really great. And the Sunday 95 treat truck was there, so the kids all got free ice cream, and so did the parents, by the way, and so did the Rotary Club. But anyway, I was looking out in the audience, and I thought, you know what? I should have had flyers. I should have had, I wasn't allowed to make an announcement because it was a Rotary event, but I should have brought flyers. So if you were at the Clintonville Rotary's Movies in the Park last night, you have children, we are going to be treating children as well on Friday. So, if you're there, sorry I didn't get a flyer out, but make sure you come. Bring your kids, bring yourself, we'll get you taken care of, okay? Now, we are going to have the Ohio State University's College of Dentistry's mobile dental coach. They call it a home coach, H.O.M.E. And honestly, I can't remember what that stands for. I'll actually probably look it up here in a minute. But anyway, so we'll be doing children in that coach. It's done by folks that do children, that they work on nothing but kids. So it's pretty neat. There are ceilings, TVs. It's really great for kids, and I really appreciate that they are willing to come and participate. Another group that is coming and participating is the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van. Now, the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van is about, I think it's about 38, 40 feet, something like that. And it's essentially a mobile urgent care center. And it's staffed with doctors and nurses. And they do some triage, and they try to figure out if somebody needs to be seen by a physician. And this year, we're going to use my rolling studio for triage. It's going to be kind of neat. So I'll have my rolling studio there. You can come and see it if you'd like. I'll be inside doing dentistry, but it'll be there, and you can't miss it, actually, once you if you come anywhere near. You just can't miss it. So we have that. We also have, even if you're not interested in having dentistry done, you feel like you're fine, you don't need it, a couple things you could do. One would be still come and donate blood, because we're having an American Red Cross blood drive that day. And I want to thank Jessica Keene of Artisan Dance Studio, because she's letting the Red Cross use her dance studio for the blood drive. And that's pretty cool. So it happens to be right next to my office. So we have those events going on as well. And then the other thing you could do, maybe you don't want to donate blood, but you want to help, is we still need volunteers. We need people of all different sorts. We need runners. We need people in registration. We need people just to kind of watch over the lunchroom, to make sure there's food and water for the people that are here to have dental care, all of that kind of stuff. Okay, we need everybody. So, and here's the thing. Okay, I might mention this a couple times today. Pay attention, please. We need more dentists. And so what I'm asking you folks to do is please call your dental office, call your dentist, you know, call them today. You're going to get a tape machine. But call today and say, hey, I'm Joyce Smith, and I'm a patient of Dr. So-and-so's, and I know there's, I heard this, there's this Dentistry from the Heart event going on at Dr. Kavinko's office this Friday, June 14th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I'd like Doctor to participate. I'd like for him or her to donate a few hours, go and take care of some of these folks that need and want care. Okay? Because if, first of all, it's more received, better well received if it's from a patient, a current patient, than if I call or if one of my staff calls. You know, you call up your doctor and say, hey, this is really cool. Would you go help out? I'd really appreciate it. And I think they would do that. I really do. It may just be that they don't know about the event. Maybe we haven't reached them yet. So, okay, please do that. And again, I got to remember to say that later on in the show as well. So, you know, Dentistry from the Heart was kind of founded, you know, to serve the needs. Now, a lot of the folks that come do happen to be the folks without insurance, folks that are a little bit poorer than some. But that's not what it's about. It's about anybody who wants to can come and receive care. So again, the OSU Dental Mobile Coach, the Mount Carmel Mobile Healthcare Van, and the Blood Drive. And we also have the folks at Kraftworks Karaoke. They are coming, and they're going to provide music for the event, so it'll keep people entertained. It'll be fun. We have the Sunny 95 Treat Truck coming. Can't remember what time they're coming, but it's the Sunny 95 Meyer Treat Truck. So again, for an hour or so, everybody who wants to will be able to walk up and get free ice cream. So we want to thank those folks for doing that. It's really nice. And you know who I have to give a big, big thank you to is Dr. Aaron Whitaker, because Dr. Whitaker has an office relatively close to mine, kind of across the street and over a bit. And she last year not only let us use 5 rooms, but her and her associate actually took care of the patients. They were there doing dentistry. And this year, at our last meeting, she said, you know what, Dr. Kavinko, I have 3 more rooms you can use, and so you can use 8 of my treatment rooms for this event, which is really neat. It's also one of the reasons why we need more dentists, because we now know we're going to have 3 treatment rooms more than we had last year. So get this, we're going to have 18 dental chairs for adults, and we'll have 3 dental chairs for children. That's a lot of dental chairs. That's pretty cool. 21 dental chairs going at the same time. That's why we need so many volunteers, why we need so many dentists, and we need so many assistants, and we need so many hygienists, and just regular folks to do the administration, and why we need donations, okay? Now, I also need to give a shout-out to some of the folks and businesses that have made donations and who we want to make sure they get a special thank you. We're putting their names on the back of the T-shirts. One would be Dependable Dental Staffing. Okay, Dependable Dental Staffing is a company that actually they're like temp agency for dentists. So if I need a dental assistant at the last minute, my dental assistant went into labor, or my dental assistant is sick, or their car broke down, well, I can call Dependable Dental Staffing. So I want to thank them. Also, Angela Courtney DDS, Dr. Courtney, has made a donation. She wants to help out. Patterson Dental is helping us out with dental supplies, and that's so, so helpful. You can't imagine how expensive dental supplies are. If you're doing a tooth-colored filling, we have these little bottles of a bonding sealer. It's about half the size of a Visine bottle, and yet it costs $230. Can you imagine that? If your Visine costs $230? Anyway, so yeah, it's really, really appreciated that Patterson Dental has done that. And also Sunny 95 for helping us get the word out, and of course the treat truck. Roosters has been very nice in the sense that they're helping us with gift cards, and because we want to make sure that our volunteers all get properly thanked. CODA, this is really cool. We have a patient that works at CODA, and they have been putting flyers up in the buses for us. Now, we had to provide the paper and provide the flyers, but that was really nice of them to do, because we think a lot of our folks may actually need to ride the bus. Maple Grove United Methodist Church, they're letting us use tables and chairs, and they're at the corner of Henderson and North High Street. Gresso's and Gatsby's, both food establishments, are going to be providing food for the volunteers and food for folks that are there to have their dental care. So again, you know, it's really great that they stepped up, and we still need more. So if you own a food establishment and you're willing to help us out, please call 262-9588, 262-9588. That's my office phone. And actually, you can call now because you'll get an answering service. And if you want them to page me because you want to talk to me, that would be wonderful. I'll be happy to call you back after the show. Okay. Now, Hands on Central Ohio. Hands on Central Ohio is kind of like this clearinghouse, if you will, for volunteer agencies. It's based in Central Ohio, and they have put the word out for us to help us get volunteers. And that's been very, very helpful because we keep seeing the numbers go up. I want to put out a special shout out, a special thank you to Michael Morris of Hutchinson Media. Michael has done a lot of things for us over the years and continues to do so. And he's usually in the shadows. He usually doesn't look to be thanked publicly. But Michael, if you're listening, thank you so much. And Perfect Memory Photography. Tanaz Pedram is going to come and kind of help us chronicle the event, take some photographs that we can then look back and you know, have. It's just nice. I'm so busy doing dentistry that I don't get to, I can't even go out and take pictures or, you know, I come out every once in a while and I say hi to some people that are there helping and waiting for their care. And as soon as I do, I get, you know, yanked back in the office. Dr. Kavicko, we need you. We need, you know, patient room 4 is ready or the patient room 2 is ready. Also want to thank Instant Signs and Robbie's Hobbies. And they have helped us with the signage. And also Handy Girl Columbus, Handy Girl Eileen, she puts up this temporary fencing for us to keep the kids safe and everything. By the way, we'll have games for the kids. We have the music I mentioned. We'll have canopy tents and tables. And we try to make it really, really comfortable for people. And by the way, the care that you receive is excellent. It's not a mill. Everybody gets individualized care. All of the treatment rooms have a door. They're all private rooms. It's not, you know, run people through a big room. It's really not like that, and that's something I'm very, very proud of. And so, yeah, Eileen at Handy Girl Columbus helps us out with this portable fence. And also, Malcolm and Patrick at Beachwold Hardware, they also help us out with the fencing. Essentially, they donate what it takes for us to put this fence up. So, much appreciated. And those are all of the businesses that have stepped up. And tell you what we still need is, this is funny. Not really, but well, the first year we did it, it rained during the event. No big deal. It only rained for a little bit. We had canopy tents and people could stand up under the eaves. But what it did was it made the parking lot all kind of wet and everybody walked in with like dirty feet and my carpets looked like it looked awful. I mean, it looked like we'd never cleaned the carpets. And so we discovered that what we need is a carpet cleaning company to come in and try to put the office back to normal. That Friday evening or Saturday, something before we open on Monday. And again, if we don't get donations for this, then it has to come out of somebody's pocket, and it makes it tough. So if you own a carpet company and you'd like to help us out with that, give us a call. In fact, you can call the show now. You can call 459-9769 and tell us. Be happy to talk to you on the air. And so, but I just realized I've been rambling here a little longer than I normally do before my first commercial break. So I think it's time we're going to go to a break, and please stay with us because when we come back, we're going to talk about the dental divide. We're going to talk about the CDC statement on oral health, the state of oral health in America, talk about morbidity, lots of things that I think you'll find interesting. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
Ba-doo-ba-doo, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610. Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr Kavitsko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane.
All right, we're back and we're talking about the upcoming Dentistry from the Heart event at my office, which is 4308 North High Street. It's this Friday, June 14th. It starts at 7 a.m. Actually, people come before that and kind of get registered. We arrive at, I think, about 5:36. Honestly, we have somebody, I'll thank him right now, Donald Mazzola, who works with me a lot on rental properties. He has agreed to come be there to help us set up on Thursday, but to also spend the night there and help people get registered. So if somebody happens to come early, we'll get you registered and you won't have to worry about losing your place in line, okay? So that's kind of cool. We want to thank Donnie for doing that. So let's talk about this dental divide, because why are there so many people that are in need of free care? So like I said, on May 15th, the ADA launched a program to try to reduce the number of adults and children with untreated dental disease. It's a multifaceted campaign. Action for Dental Health, Make Dentists Making a Difference at a National Press Club event with national media representatives, members of Congress, and oral health advocates and professionals. Of course, they go on to say that we've made great progress with each generation enjoying better dental health than the one before. And this is from the ADA president, Dr. Robert Fiala. But there's still a dangerous divide in America between those with good dental health and those without. So the mission is to close that divide because, you know, as the ADA feels, and I agree, good oral health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It really is. Now, the Center for Disease Control, they say things, you can go to their webpage if you like, but basically it says oral health is often taken for granted, but it is an essential part of our everyday lives. Good oral health enhances our ability to speak, smile, smell, taste, touch, chew, swallow, and convey our feelings and emotions through facial expressions. You've probably heard me say that a smile affects every laugh, every chew, every kiss, and every word. So the CDC's actually added a few more to that list. They say ability to speak, smile, smell, taste, touch, chew, swallow, and convey emotions and feelings through facial expressions. However, oral diseases, which range from cavities to oral cancer, cause pain and disability for millions of Americans each year. For example, tooth decay or cavities is a common preventable problem for people of all ages. For children, untreated cavities can cause pain, dysfunction, school absences, difficulty concentrating, and poor appearance, problems that greatly affect the child's quality of life and ability to succeed. Children from lower-income families often do not receive timely treatment for tooth decay, and they are more likely to suffer from these problems. Tooth decay is also a problem for many adults, and adults and children of some racial and ethnic groups experience more untreated decay. Periodontal disease, or gum disease, is an infection caused by bacteria that gets under the gum tissue and begins to destroy the gums and bone. Teeth become loose, chewing becomes difficult, and teeth may have to be extracted. Gum disease also may be connected to damage elsewhere in the body. Recent studies link oral infections with diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and premature low birth weights. Further research is underway to examine these connections. And of course, if maybe you didn't know this, but most oral diseases are preventable. Many children and adults still go without simple measures that have been proven to be effective in preventing oral diseases and reducing dental care costs. An example is water fluoridation. Fluoride prevents tooth decay and is the most cost-effective way to deliver the benefits of fluoride to all of the residents of a community is through their water fluoridation. Adjusting the fluoride in public water supply to appropriate levels so that it prevents decay. However, get this, only 27 states have met the Healthy People 2010 objective of having 75% of their citizens on public water systems with water fluoridation. It's really weird that not everybody has fluoridated water. I really don't understand it. It's cost effective. And one CDC study found that in communities with more than 20,000 residents, every dollar invested in the community water fluoridation yields about $38 in savings each year from fewer cavities treated. That's pretty amazing. I mean, it really, really is the most cost-effective way. And by the way, $38, I often say that if a person doesn't have dental insurance and they want to have enough money sitting around in an envelope to pay for their dental care, which would be a couple cleanings a year, a couple exams a year, x-rays maybe every third time, if you set aside about $35 a month, that will cover that. You'd be amazed. Okay, now, the CDC goes on to say that tooth decay affects more than one-fourth of U.S. children ages 2 through 5, and half of those aged 12 through 15. About half of all children and two-thirds of adolescents aged 12 to 19 years old from lower-income families have had decay. So you see how, as a general population, it's a fourth and half of those 12 to 15. But if you are in lower income, it's not a fourth, it's half. And that's part of that dental divide that the ADA is trying to work on. Children and adolescents of some racial and ethnic groups and those from lower income families have more untreated tooth decay. For example, 40% of Mexican-American children aged 6 to 8 have untreated decay. Oh, and by the way, let me stop here and say that we are going to have translators at our Dentistry from the Heart event. And, you know, we've always had one or two, but we've never really had enough. And this year, I think we will. So let me thank the translators that have signed up to help us now before I forget. And boy, I might mess up a couple of these names and I'm going to apologize in advance. Jennifer Chaitito, Carmen Garlassi, Rebecca Hutchison, Dan B. Martin, and Victoria Rear, and Charla White. So right now we have six translators. That's pretty neat. Now, I think they're primarily Spanish. I think we might have a Somali translator. I'm not real sure. But, oh, wait a minute. I just noticed there are, no. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So, and if you speak Somali and speak English as well, and you could volunteer to help us, that would be wonderful. Again, you can either call the station now at 459-9769, and I'll take your information off the air, or you can call my office at 262-9588, okay? So let's not let the language barrier be an impediment to receiving the dental care that some people need. Okay, now also, we were talking about, okay, the Mexican-American children, age 6 to 8, 40% have untreated decay, compared with 25% of non-Hispanic whites. Among all adolescents age 12 to 19 years, 20% currently have untreated decay. That's a fifth. That's unacceptable. Advanced gum disease affects 4 to 12% of U.S. adults. Half of the cases of severe gum disease in the United States are the result of cigarette smoking. The prevalence of gum disease is 3 times higher among smokers than among people who have never smoked. I see this every day. You know, I don't know if it's like this, if this is the scientific reason, but it just seems to me that that smoke just kind of burns the gum tissue. It's not even pink after a while. It kind of takes on, you know, almost like a brownish color. And I was, I want to give a shout out to my wife who's recovering from some surgery. And good morning. Hope you're doing well and feeling well. But the reason I brought this up now is when I was going to pick her up from the hospital to bring her home, I saw this this young lady, looked like she might have been 24, 25, struggling to light a cigarette in the wind. And I thought, it's supposed to be hard. You shouldn't be smoking, you know? It's like if she only knew. Because, you know, you see those commercials on TV about that woman who can barely speak and she puts her wig on, puts her teeth in, and she has that hole in her throat. And she's just trying to tell people, don't do what I did. Don't smoke. Well, there's something about us humans that we don't seem to learn from other people's mistakes. We seem to have to learn from our own. But if you're one of those people that can be affected by what other people say, please don't smoke. It's really terrible. And you will get gum disease and you will lose teeth. And there's just no ifs, ands, or buts. That's just the way it works. Now, 1/4 of U.S. adults age 65 or older have lost all of their teeth. And that's an incredible number. That's crazy. A fourth of us, just because we turned 65, don't have any teeth. Now, I actually wish we hadn't ever figured out how to make dentures. I really do. I wish that dentists weren't so clever. I wish that, because if you didn't have replacement, if you lost your teeth, you wouldn't be able to get a replacement. You'd probably take better care of them. I mean, those days, that ship has sailed. We all know that we can make dentures. We know we have implants now. Yes, we can rebuild somebody's mouth. But guess what? It's expensive. Most people who are missing all of their teeth and at some point said to themselves, you know, and I'll just get dentures and then I'll just get implants. A lot of them find they can never, ever afford to actually get them restored the way they would like. They just wind up with dentures that flop around and they can't eat the foods that they used to. And it's just not the same. Think about it. You know, if you eat ice cream and you're wearing a denture, you don't feel the cold up on your palate. It doesn't taste like ice cream. It may as well just be milk. Okay, also from the CDC, more than 7,800 people, mostly older Americans, die from oral and pharyngeal cancers each year. This year, about 36,500 new cases of oral cancer will be diagnosed. All right, that's one every hour. There's going to be somebody diagnosed with oral cancer, and about a fourth of those people are going to die. Now, another safe, effective way to prevent cavities is through the use of dental sealants, plastic coatings applied to the chewing surfaces of the back teeth where most decay occurs. Yet only about one-third of children ages 6 through 19 have sealants. And that's not acceptable either. I mean, I did find a thing on the CDC website that shows that greater than 50% of the children in Ohio do have sealants, which is neat. And it could be because we have two dental schools in Ohio. We have Case Western Reserve University, and we have the Ohio State University's College of Dentistry. So I'm thinking that's what it is. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking. So, all right, now, and this is why we have these events, Dentists from the Heart. Now, in Central Ohio, there are 1.8 million people. Columbus itself has 800,000, so that 0.8 is Columbus alone. The million are the surrounding neighborhoods. And so we, you know, me and my staff have probably been personally responsible for over 1,000 people receiving free care of some kind over the years, whether it be our Dentists from the Heart events or the Team Smile event that I helped bring to Columbus or the folks that we do for the Options Program, which is run by the Ohio Dental Association, or just people that send me letters that say, gee, Dr. Kavicko, can you help me? I can't help everybody. But, you know, over 1,000 people is pretty good. And yet, because we have 1.8 million people in this area, it's just a drop in a bucket. If you were going to write it on a piece of paper, it wouldn't be as big as the pencil dot. So that's why we need more dentists. We need more assistants, more hygienists to come out and help us. And we want to do as many people as we can. I'd rather do 500-600 if I could. All right. Well, I see that it's time for me to go to another break. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the state of oral health in the nation. And, you know what? That's right. I just was reminded because I have a tendency to do that. And that is, before we go to this break, we always kind of warn people we're about to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. And so remember that for my Dentistry from the Heart event, we need more dentists. We need more children in need of dental care. So bring your kids out. We need more adults in need of dental care. I mean, no sense us all showing up if no patients come. Okay? So come. Bring your kids. Mention to church, your church group, that there's free dentistry this Friday. Show up. We'll get you taken care of. 21 dental chairs. We need more cash donations to help pay for everything. And we need more volunteers of all kinds. Okay? So, but you know what? Before we do the question, we always have to have you listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, for our Dentistry from the Heart event this June 14th, what is our primary need? Is it A, more dentists? B, more children in need of dental care? C, more adults in need of dental care? D, more cash donations to help pay for everything? E, more volunteers? Or F, all of the above? All right, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Again, the question of the day is, what is our primary need for our June 14th Dentist from the Heart event? Is it A, more dentists? B, more children in need of dental care? C, more adults in need of dental care? D, more cash donations to help pay for everything? E, more volunteers? Or F, all of the above? Go ahead and call 459-9769. 459-9769. Call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay, space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus.
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now. 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And usually when I have a guest, I ask my guest to pick a number from 1 to 4 so we know which caller will be the winner. And so what we did today is I put four little pieces of paper in a hat. And we have Sarah, Jennifer, John, and Carol on the line. So what we did is number 2 we picked out of the hat, that would be Jennifer. Jennifer, how are you today?
Hi, Dr. Kvitko. Fine. How are you?
Good, good. Jennifer, have you called before? Because do you work in corrections?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay, good. I recognize the voice. Thank you for listening, continuing to listen. That's great.
Absolutely.
So you're going to win the flowers from Weisdember Florist, okay? They'll be delivered on Tuesday, and keep listening, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right. So now let's get back to Dentists from the Heart. And I was looking on the dentistsfromtheheart.org website, and you'll see that there is another event going on the same day in Boston Spa, New York. And then on the 15th, there's one in Colony, Texas. The one in Colony, Texas is Ridgepoint Dental. On the 21st, there's one in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. And then the next one I see isn't until July 13th, also in Ontario, Canada. So, but here's the thing. There's another one. Now, here, keep this in mind. Maybe mark it down, because if you can't come to ours, or if you come to ours and you still have more dental care that you need, the next event in Columbus is at Community Dental, and it's on July 19th. Okay, so you'll have, like, it's only a month away. So if you come to Dentistry from the Heart at my office this Friday and you get a filling, but they tell you that you need two, or they, I'm sorry, you know, we can actually do more than one tooth if it's next to each other, but let's say there's more than we can get done that we have time to do, well, you can go to the Community Dental one on July 19th, and their website is communitydentalsmiles.com. Okay? So yeah, Dentistry from the Heart is just growing and growing, and as big as it is, and as much as we want to help, honestly, it is still just a drop in the bucket. Also on July 19th, the same day as that one in Columbus, there's one in Rockton, Illinois. And then the day after that, there's one in Flossmoor, Illinois. That's funny. Flossmoor. I want to have a dental office in Flossmoor. That's funny. I'm reminded of the Bernie Madoff story where all those people lost money. And it was tragedy because it the guys basically stole millions of dollars. But I was looking for the lighter side of it, and it's like, you probably shouldn't give your money to somebody whose name is Madoff, because he's going to make off with your money. Okay, now let's get back to the, I want to make sure that I've thanked everybody properly. So let me go, and I'm going to thank the dental assistants that have signed up to help us. Claudia Alvarez, Karen Bartow, Tiffany Brown, Amanda Bueller, Jericho Cook, Carrie Cruz, Emily Fox, Kimberly Harrison, Sarah Helm, Trinette Jackson, Tony Kavitko, Jessica Lyons, Kim Martin, Patricia Martin Sustenko, Jennifer Miller, Taylor Miller, Eris Mordozavi, Jennifer Philippi, Jasmine Urea, Holly Russell, Molly Schott, Mindy Shepherd, Brianne Sullivan, Chanel Thornton, and I think there are a few more that I just have to find the right page. I've been moving my pages around. Here they are. And Eugenia Torgbor, Ashley Walsh, and Victoria Zradeva. I hope I got that right. Okay, so those are the dental assistants that have signed up to help us, and we really appreciate everybody coming out and helping. And again, bring your friends. You know, if you have a dental assistant friend, don't forget, I said earlier in the show, so if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Dentistry from the Heart. I'm having this event this Friday, June 14th, at my office, and I'm asking everybody that's listening right now, stop what you're doing. Don't crash into the car in front of you, but pull off to the side of the road and call, or do it when you get home. Call your dentist. Please call your dentist and say, hey, Dr. Kavitko's doing this Dentistry from the Heart event. Free care for everybody, anybody that comes. And he needs more dentists. I think it'd be a good idea if you would volunteer. Okay? So please do that, because honestly, the more dentists we have, the more care we can provide, and the less stress it'll be for everybody. No waiting and all that kind of neat stuff, right? Okay, now, before the break, we had a caller call in. Didn't want to go on the air, but he had a question, and his question was, he wears dentures, because we were talking about dentures, number of people that had them, and he's missing two denture teeth from his denture, and wanted to know if that's something that we could take care of that day. I don't know if we got his name, but, sir, you know, it's not actually part of a Dentist from the Heart event, but listen, we will take care of this for you. So if you want to come, or if you even want to call ahead, I don't have it arranged this year, but I'm sure he'll do it. Dr. Robert Stevenson, who's a prosthodontist, was kind enough to come the last 2 years and do this very thing, where he would find people who had a denture that was in need of repair in some way, and he'd take them to his office and do it. So the answer is yes. Either call 262-9588 and make sure that we know, you know, when you're coming, and I'll get with Dr. Stevenson, or I'll do it myself over the weekend or something like that for you, okay? So yes, that's not normally part of Dentists from the Heart, but we want to take care of folks. Okay, so we've thanked the companies that are helping us and the folks that are just helping with putting it on, like, you know, a photographer and the churches that have reached out and the food establishments. And we've thanked the dental assistants. We need still, before the show's over, to thank our doctors and our non-clinical volunteers, as well as our dental hygienists. So, but before we do that, let's talk more about, you know what, I have a few fun facts. It's been kind of a heavy show. Let me... Here's the thing I found. Did you know that 50% of people consider the smile the first facial feature they notice? Okay. What percent of people do you think isn't or aren't happy with their smile? Have any idea? If you had to think about it, what percent of people do you think aren't happy with their smile? You know what? Think about that. I think what we'll do is we're going to give that answer when we come back from the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
stop
me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
doofus.
You're
such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm gonna love you with the hands that you'll be your teeth.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Okay, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And before the break, we mentioned that we put out the question, what percent of people are not happy with their smile? The answer, according to the Academy of the American Academy of Prosthodontists survey that they did, is 80%. Can you believe that? 80% of people are not happy with their smile. That's a large number. That's a very large number. And so it just shows that people care about their teeth. They just haven't maybe been able to find a way to get them taken care of. And of course, if you didn't already know this, once you have a cavity, it does not heal itself. Dental disease does not heal itself. Unlike other parts of your body where you can cut your arm, you know, you can whack your leg. Even if you break a leg, it will heal, right? Now, usually you get help from a doctor. They splint it or something, but even the days before we had doctors, they knew to just like tie a piece of wood or something to it, keep it stable, and it will heal. But with the mouth, you get a cavity, it doesn't heal, does not go away, just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Same with gum disease. It will never go away on its own, ever, ever, ever. Okay? So 80% of people are not happy with their smile. Now, I said that we are talking about Dentists from the Heart. It's this Friday, June 14th. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's 12 hours of free dentistry, free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. And we'll have food and drink and entertainment, games for the kids, music, blood drive, American Red Cross blood drive, Mount Carmel Mobile Health Caravan, the Ohio State University College of Dentistry's Mobile Caravan will be there. Let me thank the doctors that have signed up so far. We have Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Martin Herzl, Dr. Vincent J. Lombardo, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Mark Pierce, Dr. Medrad Safavian, Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Shireen Amini, and Dr. Shireen Amini is of Clintonville Family Dentistry. And actually, I met with her, said hello to her on Friday. So she was very gracious to kind of offer to come on short notice. So thank you so much for that. Also, hygienists, we have Selma Bartaday, Jamie Hurt, Kendra O'Reilly, Sandy Ray, Kimberly Stalder, and Chadleo Webb, or Chadleo Webb. And I'm sorry if I've, I said it both ways, so I guess I one of them has to be right, right? And the last thing we need to do, and not because they're last or by any means, but I don't want the whole show to be just me reading names, but before the show ends, we want to thank the non-clinical volunteers as well. So we'll get that out here in a little bit. Now, there are 172 million people under the age of 65 years old that have private health insurance. The majority of these people, 73%, also had some type of dental coverage. Now, that kind of surprises me because only 73% of people with medical insurance, or I'm sorry, with health insurance, have dental. I guess I thought it would be everybody. If you had medical insurance, you'd have dental. But apparently, that's not the case. Approximately 45 million people had no dental coverage at all. And this is of the 172 million that are insured. So, as of 2008, and what we're talking about is people under age 65, so the percent distribution of dental insurance for persons under age 65 with private dental insurance in 2008, 26% had none, 14% had dental insurance through both comprehensive and single service plans, 26% had dental insurance through, like, that's all they had, just through a single plan, and 33% had dental insurance through like a comprehensive plan, which I think is what we would think of as dental insurance. Okay, so there's just a lot of people that don't have coverage. It's 8 out of 10 people under age 65 that have an employer-based private health insurance did have dental insurance, but with about 3 out of 10 that where they had to directly purchase the insurance themselves. Okay, now, we do have to go to another break. So you know what? Let me go ahead and mention these non-clinical volunteer folks, because we couldn't do it without them. Peggy Barlack, Martin Brady, Buck Dill, Kendra Ellis, Dominique Gilliam, Morgan Glaze, Rebecca Iokabone, Chris Kemmer, Jessica Keene, Mary Jane Kipp, Nathan Kipp, Donnie Mazzola, Judy Mead, Latasha Mosley, Desiree Paxton, Kayla Stevens, Sushil Shrikanda, Joni Schlegenhoff, Rex Schlegenhoff. And if I've missed you, feel free to call me and tell me that, because I don't want to miss anybody. I really don't. I want everybody to be properly thanked. And because we just could not do this. I mean, 130 volunteers it takes to pull this off. And as you maybe noticed, I don't think I read 130 names, so we could still use more. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Badoobie Doop gets fear.
cigarette.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I love that song because it always reminds me that I can't smile without all of the folks that I work with, all of the volunteers that help with these events, all of my patients, my family, my friends. It's just, you know, let's think about it. If you really think about it, what life is our personal interactions with the people around us. I always use the scenario that if there was some kind of a catastrophic event, there was some talk about some kind of a bomb that would kill all the people but not do any damage to property. And I said, okay, well, what would it be like if you happened to somehow be the only person to survive that and you could do anything you wanted? The TVs were still on because the power plants were still working. All the amusement park rides would still work. All of the neat things you might think are fun to do, you could still do them, but you were the only person alive. It wouldn't be any fun because there'd be nobody to share it with. But I mean, think about it. It would just... When you watch TV and there's somebody else in the room and something's funny, the first thing you do is look at each other and then you laugh. You're sharing the laugh. So if you don't have life to share with someone else, it's just, I don't think it would be very fun. So I really, you know, it does make me smile when people tune in, first of all, and when they come out and help us with these events, because helping other people just makes me smile. Okay, now there was just a couple more little facts. A report from the Surgeon General. It says, and this you could go to Oral Health in America report of the Surgeon General. I don't actually have the web. It's www.nidcr.nih.gov. Data statistics, blah, blah, blah. But it's the National Institute. I'm sorry. The Surgeon General's report is probably what you would search for. It says, we know that the mouth reflects general health and well-being. This report reiterates that general health risk factors common to many diseases such as tobacco use and poor dietary practices also affect oral and craniofacial health. The evidence for an association between tobacco use and oral diseases has been clearly delineated in every Surgeon General's report on tobacco since 1964. And the oral effects of nutrition and diet are presented in the Surgeon General's report on nutrition, 1988. Recently, research findings have pointed to possible associations between chronic oral infections and diabetes, heart and lung diseases, stroke and low birth weight, premature births. This report assesses these emerging associations and explores factors that may underlie these oral systemic disease connections. To improve quality of life and eliminate health disparities demands the understanding, compassion, and will of the American people. There are opportunities for all health professionals, individuals, and communities to work together to improve health, but more needs to be done if we are to make further improvements in America's oral health. You know, basically what Dentistry from the Heart is all about, all of us coming together and helping to improve the oral condition of people in Central Ohio. And by the way, you don't have to be in Central Ohio. You can drive in from somewhere else. So if you have a relative in need, maybe you're not in need, but you have a relative, have them drive in. It'll be worth their trip. I think that, you know, if we see 400 people, you're talking about 400. Oh, that would be, what, $40,000? We might be doing $50,000, $60,000 or more in free dental care this day. And it can only be done because we get donations of cash, volunteers, dentists, hygienists, assistants, lay people, and we get participation from people like these restaurants and the OSU folks and Mount Carmel folks. So it's a very, very, I tell you what, it's a very taxing day. When I finish this long day and my day starts, we start at 3 o'clock the day before, 3 p.m. And and we get set up, and it's you know, almost like 24 hours. But anyway, it's very, very rewarding, and I have to be in a CE course the next day all day. So I hope I don't fall asleep. Anyway, hey, my time is up. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Please come out to Dentists from the Heart this Friday, June 14th, and we'll see you there.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.